Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Temptation Island is back, and so are we.
Trying really hard not to sing the theme song.
Our good friend Mark. Love him.
Bunch of losers. This is my new stipulation for this show. Okay. You need to be at least 27. I don't want some 21-year-olds going to the bars, Temptation Island. You're too
there's
young.
One chick, right? There who's like 23 or something? 24?
One of them's 21 and 23. You're too young.
Which ones?
Jillian and Edgar.
No wonder.
Curly pube head. Okay. Yeah.
A, they seem like a gay skate dancing duo to me. Do you get that vibe? Like they were both dancers, like partners where it was like, we were together for they 10 do. Years, but it's like, we never had sex because he's gay. I don't get a
relationship. I can't stand him.
Yeah. No,
too
that's
young.
Far too young.
Too young.
You're blowing up your entire life on television at 21. What are you doing?
Either you're going on for something else. You're not even in that. It needs to be you get married or you come on this show and your life is just starting
I
all over.
I prefer the more mature, like Hania. What's her name? Hania and Ash?
Even at 30 years old. Yeah. Hania, the guy who's really who's just a scumbag for
an Ash.
I mean, like, he might be a nice guy, but he doesn't like her.
Yeah, I want that
emotionally.
Kind of
yeah, and an emotionally ruined woman. There, I right. love it.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need you have years of history and drama, and you hate each other, and you're coming on this show. That's
and
what
then
I
those
want.
Were the biggest shockers, like the Ashley, like the nice ass Ashley, who shocked
though,
America.
Too, I feel like. Right?
Right, but she was a beaten woman, and she right. bounced back and beat him back. 28 and 30, perfect ages.
Yes. I think the sweet spot is like 27 to 32. I think
yes,
over
that,
your relationship's dead.
Iris and Luke.
35.
I'll take Iris because she's a hot little babe. But that's it.
Yeah.
Ashley, 26 to 32, 33, your eggs are shriveled up and gone. We don't want you.
Agreed.
Just kidding.
That's the sweet spot. Yeah.
We need older. 21 years old. You're just a little baby.
21 is like insulting to me.
I hate them.
Yeah. I mean, when they're like,
I don't know which one I hate more. Little Edgar and his size 2 waist.
Tiny.
Doesn't
and
even have a pubic hair.
They both cheated on each other.
That's what it sounds like. Who even knew what it sounded? It sounded like she had sex with his dad or something. They weren't sure if they cheated, but they did cheat. They didn't even, I don't know. It was so weird.
So weird. Oh, God. Yeah, they're a mess, I think.
And they just look too young.
When she was like, I'm cutting off a limb, like part of who I am.
Grow like, up. What?
It is funny. Just the concept of this show is just glorious to me. Every season when it starts, I'm like, oh, look at this. Like when they did the single brigade of like them all coming out with their lines, I was laughing.
So embarrassing.
It's comedic.
Oh, can you imagine having to say that line? Hi, I'm Geneva.
When she said they call me juicy and you'll find out why, was that a guy or a woman? I don't know. Whoever said that, I was like, this is inappropriate. I really hate it.
I thought of Tyler's line. Hi, I'm Tyler. I plant fruit trees and I can't wait for you to see my seed.
That's all time. Like producers have to write these for them. There's no way they come up with them.
Some dumb writers. Can you imagine that's your job?
Oh, okay. Dorian brought this up, so I have to get your opinion on it. There was one guy who said like, hey, I'm blah, blah, and I work at the airport. Do you remember?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Dorian said, if he says that he works at the airport, it must be a great job. Like he's like big at the airport. I'm like, no, he's not. He's just saying he works at the airport. I thought he was like a bad guy.
A baggage handler.
That's
what
I said. And Dorian's like, no, he's
like,
what
is a great job at the airport? You're not at the airport.
Like,
you're at the freaking
what are you, an airport executive? Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You'd be a pilot. That's badass. Or, you know. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's good. I think you get good benefits at the airport, but you're still up at 5 a.m. freaking dealing with these idiots.
Totally. And people, when they travel, are just the energy is pure chaos. You know what I mean? Everybody's all fucked up.
People treat them like garbage.
Yeah.
And then I work at the airport and you could say something like, I'm going to land my dick in your plane or something. He said something so dumb. Like, I want you to come home with me.
Oh, good.
There was one guy who was really aggressive that some blonde guy came out and he didn't even, it's like, I'm going to kill you. And Mark, whatever, what's his name? Mark Wahlberg. Goes, no, they don't all have to be satire, like trying to break it because this guy's a lunatic.
A lot of guys with long hair, a lot of men with long hair, which I'm not into.
No,
a lot of
cut
men.
It off. It is such a, that one guy I've brought up from the realtor on Real Housewives of New York, something Rose.
Yes.
Adam Rose or whatever.
Steve.
Steve Rose. Steve Gold. Sorry. Yeah. He's the only person who's cut his hair and looked better. You're not, or Brad Pitt. I mean, it's one in a million.
Right.
Like little Hanya looks like a sweaty fucking mess.
Very dirty. Not clean.
It's hard to look clean. You're not Heath Ledger. Okay.
It's yeah. It's, and the environment is not conducive to like a clean look either. You're humid. It's sweaty. You know what I mean? It's not a good environment to look.
Our hair ties already go missing as it is. We don't need men taking hair ties.
God, say it again.
He's got such a jerk off energy, and Ash knows it.
She's very weird to me too, though.
Oh, she is, but she's
when she was like having a conversation with a guy and she like held his hand, was like, "Thank you for being here."
Oh, so
like that kind of energy where I'm like, "Oh, I don't want this."
Just dump her already.
That when Mark was like, they had their last dinner, you know, and then he's like, "If there's something you want to say,
stop." Yeah.
And then was like telling him like, "This may be the last time you ever kiss." And they're all crying and whatever. Do you think crying
to say
goodbye is a good sign or a bad sign?
I think it's neither way. You just shouldn't be on this show.
Okay. Okay.
I think if you go on the show, unless you're that one couple, I think out of all the seasons that maybe it benefited for the
Christian and Julian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I am very confused by Lascelles and Ashley. Well, like I am wondering if the show is becoming a vehicle for people to try to like create a brand.
I hope not. I know.
The only reason why I say that is because like Lascelles and Ashley, I did not understand.
They seem healthy.
They seem very healthy. They did not seem to communicate really why they were there. And like,
right.
They seemed super confident going into it, more like, we're going to play a part and like, then we're going to be back together and like continue on our lives. I don't know.
I guess healthy. Not that I guess, unless at the dinner, her breaking up and saying, "I had a connection with a guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot
about
that. I
just don't have it with you."
Yes.
And he's like, "Well, I don't have the emotions for this, though." All stone cold. I mean, that was a little odd. But other than that,
great point.
But her breaking down, like he had just proposed to her.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I like her. We'll see about him.
There's so many red flags across all these couples. Like Iris and Luke, love at first sight, but they broke up twice during the first year.
Oh.
And he texts other girls.
I hate him.
He looks like
Santa's helper, number one elf at the North Pole. She's way too pretty to be with him. I feel like if my kids look like him, I'm going to push them off a bridge. I can't stand him.
He seems like he's going to be like a Casey 2.0 to me. See, they seem similar to Casey and Ashley.
Well, then she's so pretty. And he just, Casey and Ash in the puka shells.
Yeah.
Wonder when the puka shells will come back.
Oh, yeah.
Will Casey and, because I guess they put the microphones in there, right?
Okay.
I think maybe. Iris and Luke. The name Luke, I'm just scarred by a Luke I knew. And then when they're blonde Lukes like this, it's just such a punchable face. I'm looking at him right now. The way that he's calling or texting girls, she's checking his phone. What a life to live.
Crazy.
Can't people just cheat anymore? These phones really make it really hard for these cheaters.
So many exposures on the phone. Oh my God.
It just seems so crazy to me that these little dorky guys have these hot women and then they treat them like garbage.
And then they're all about to be surrounded by more other attractive women.
That who would want him though? I don't find any of these guys attractive.
I don't either. Like at all.
I'd be like, get me the fuck off this show.
I know. Get me off the island. I felt the same thing. I was like, none of them seem appealing. And they all seem like they're lucky they got the one chick they got.
Seriously. All these women are way better looking
just than the men. Better overall. Yes.
Except I for Jillian is pretty and Edgar, but they're so weird to me. I don't like them.
I just got so like dancing vibes from
you're
them.
So right. Figure skating.
Yeah. Figure skating or a Dancing with the Stars team that started dancing together at like 6 years old. It's like that vibe.
She sucked his virginity right out of him.
Exactly.
And then when he goes, oh, she's like, I met someone and just as a friend, he's like, I met someone too, but just as a friend. I mean, if you really cared, that would drive me nuts. If Tyler's telling me he made friends with some girl. He's supposed to die naked and afraid. He can't even cuddle at night to stay alive. That's crazy. Do you really like him?
Very wild.
If my kids pull this shit and embarrass the family, you're out.
Embarrass the family. All right. We're going one by one. You say at the end, together apart. Iris, Luke.
I bet they stay together just because they're losers.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go apart. I'm going to bet an Iris. All right. We'll sell us Ashley together.
Probably together.
Hanya and Ash.
I hope apart.
I would love to say apart as well. Edgar and Jillian, apart.
I hope apart. Yeah, I bet. They're so dramatic.
Is it always only four? I guess it is.
I know.
Only
it seemed like
couples.
There were six before. I agree with you. Maybe. But maybe as the men couple up, that's when it starts to feel like there's more.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Because then you're following like essentially eight couples between who the chicks are talking to. And yeah.
I thought the same thing. I was thinking, where's all the people?
I know. I got to say, I love Mark Wahlberg. I think he's a fantastic host. When I saw him walk out, I was like, oh, there he is again.
He's okay. I just wish he didn't look so much like the Bachelor host.
The Bachelor host they have now or Chris Harrison?
No, the old one, Chris Harrison.
Yeah, he does.
They look so similar to me.
Yeah, they do.
And the blinking. I don't think he's blinked since the last time we saw him. I am very excited. I do like the show. I hope it's as good as the previews make it seem like it's going to be.
I think it'll be great. When you look back on every season of Temptation Island that we've watched, like the reboots, they've been phenomenal.
Slamming. Yeah.
I mean, the freaking last season, I mean, that was next level with Kendall and the chick and
it was great.
It's been great.
Yeah. I know. I just want to jump ahead to when they send the videos.
It's good. I know.
I think I don't know. It looks like Hamia is the one who's doing a lot of the dirty dogging, but it could just be prediction, you know, the way they cut it. And I think little Blondie is going to be a scumbag too, Luke.
Yeah, I think you're right. We'll see.
God, these kids just waste their lives. I mean, Iris is so pretty. She could be Miss America and she's with this little Luke.
Insecurities.
Doesn't make sense.
It's real bitch.
Just so much life wasted. People shouldn't date each other.
I know. It's crazy.
They're 30.
God, it's so young to be doing this shit. So young. It's
too young. 21. I mean, it's nuts. With this much you're wasting this much energy on this shit. Go build a business. Go make some money.
Right.
Don't worry about Edgar.
Edgar. The way they were crying was like, this is not going to go well at all.
I do not want to see my kids date and deal with the angst of it all. It's so annoying. Ugh.
It's going to be here before we know it.
Snap out of it, kids.
All right, guys, guess what? Every week, Temptation Island, we're also working on some interviews with our lovely cast that we just ripped apart to shreds. Should be fun.
Hey, Jillian, looking great.
Love ya. So proud of you for going on the show.
Don't listen to the first episode, okay?
Do not. All right, guys.
I hope nobody ever listens that we talk to, I pray.
I know.
Someday someone's going to call us out.
They will. We'll be here to defend. All right, guys. We love you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.